This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. When it comes to sound nutrition, there's a new kid on the block. Well, actually, it's an old kid that scientists are just beginning to recognize. But the good news is that this kid can do us all a world of good. Here to bring us up to date is HeartWise Ministries founder director, Dr. James Markham. Dr. Markham, what do we need to know?
Yeah, Charles, we are just learning so much about this new word called a probiotic.
Yes.
That's the good for you bacteria and yeast. Sometimes we have it normally in our gut flora. It not only helps our GI distress, but it helps our intestinal flora. And a lot of people don't realize all the things that these trillion bacteria do. You know, they're making substances and DNA, and it's making chemicals in the brain like serotonin. It's amazing what the GI tract does. And a healthy GI tract is important for the brain. It's also important for the heart. Years ago, we weren't aware of most of this. Yeah. You know, we weren't aware of all the microbes that were there. But today, the scientists, we can easily identify the bacteria in our guts from looking at these DNA fragments. Mm-hmm. We're finding an unexplored world that plays a critical role in the body. We find that some of these even secrete antibacterial compounds. When this is disrupted, sometimes we absorb more toxins than we should. Mm. And all these little things that are happening in this intestinal, I call it microflora or micro world. It's almost like in whole animal world in our gut, you know, things that we can't, like a whole zoo in our gut. And if you think of it that way, we want to have a zoo with helpful animals and not mean animals.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't realize, but this collection of microorganisms is just enormous. You know, we go to a zoo, we see a few hundred animals, but there are up to 1,000 different species of bacteria that inhabit these organisms, about 100 trillion microorganisms. If you add that up, that's about 10 times greater than the number of cells even in our body.
Oh my goodness.
And we don't start out that way. When born, our GI tract, a lot of people don't realize this, our GI tract is sterile when we're born. So what we do as a newborn, you hear the saying, as you teach a child, you raise them this way. Yeah. Well, it's important to raise a child to have a healthy microflora in their bowels because it's colonized by bacteria in the environment, the bacteria that we eat. And also this flora we're finding is important by the stress we're under. That can even affect it. And it doesn't really stabilize this bacteria until about 3 years of age. That's when we start to eat the adult diet.
Yes.
Now, the adult diet can either be a healthy adult diet, which is more of a whole food plant-based diet. And even that, you have to be careful with the GMOs and pesticides that we're getting nowadays, or it can be an unhealthy diet, unfortunately, that most people are eating now. Mm-hmm. All the fried foods, all the processed foods, all the animals, which are damaging our flora. And if that wasn't enough, it's also our brain. The more we're under stress and chemical problems, the more we also damage it. Well, probiotics are actually bacteria, and sometimes they put in yeast that helps get us back into the correct amount of what we should have in that gut to not only keep the dangerous things out, but also to manufacture the chemicals that we need to stay alive. Did you realize, Charles, that when people eat chicken, they eat antibiotics in the chicken that's passed in diseases? Those antibiotics from the chicken damage our gut flora.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah. I mean, we are born without anything in our gut, pro or con, and after a while, apparently, we are introduced to some bad bacteria from the environment, but good bacteria from the body. Is that correct?
What happens is the bacteria are there, okay, in the appropriate amount, doing the appropriate things, if that we hope. But what happens is when you put something in there that damages it, okay, like an antibiotic, for instance, an antibiotic, even if you get it from an animal, would damage the bacteria that you need. Yes. So another group that we might not need and that amount starts getting a little bit obnoxious.
Okay.
And that group might damage the lining that affects what gets into our bloodstream and what doesn't. So we might start even absorbing more toxic chemicals from our environment that we don't want to ingest.
Because the bacteria is not there to fight it. Is that correct?
Right. And also it keeps the integrity and the memory of that gut wall smart. Okay. Mm-hmm. We want that gut wall fighting off bad things, just like our skin protects us from bad things. Well, we want that gut to be strong and that lining in the cells to be good and protect us from bad things. Well, this bacteria, this microflora, is critical in the function of what goes into the gut and what goes out of the gut. Gotcha. And when we mess up those special bacteria, this flora, when we mess it up, all of a sudden, normally we would get rid of this bad thing from the environment, but because the gut's messed up, now it's all absorbed and we get it all in our body and it stays there. Yeah. But if we had a strong intestinal flora, well, maybe it would say, no, I'm not going to let in that bad thing from the environment. I'm not going to let in that toxin. I'm not going to let in that allergen into my body. I'm not going to let it be absorbed because I'm as strong as I can be. So it's a very interesting situation. And we've really hurt our intestinal flora over years and years of bad food, years and years of stress. And we're just starting to realize how complex this is. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do, Charles, in trying to understand, I said, well, you know, we can't be perfect, but we can try to get back to sort of God's plan,
yes.
And we can try to put the good bacteria. If we're under a lot of stress and we have a lot of health problems, we can replenish this. I recommend that people have to take an antibiotic, that they take a probiotic. Now, does everyone need a probiotic? Well, no, not everyone needs to take it every day. For instance, if a person has a pretty healthy gut flora, I mean, if they're eating a whole food plant-based diet, they're not sick, they're not under a lot of stress, they're not under a lot of chemicals, that person might not do it. And they ask themselves, well, how do I know? Yeah. You know, how do I know if I need to take it? Well, one of the things to do is look at your gut health. How is your gut performing? Do you have a lot of inflammation in your body? Is your bowel movement coming out solid and not broken up? Do you have regular bowel movements? Are you having lots of symptoms? And if the answer is no, I'm not. I really feel pretty good and all this is in place. I'm eating a whole food plant-based diet. I'm not taking a lot of other chemicals in. I'm not taking a lot of things that could hurt that microflora. Then they might not need to take one.
So you're saying that probiotics are available as a pill form, in pill form?
Yes. Okay, and if you think of it, usually they have three names. For instance, there's one out there that's called Activia. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first name, is the genus. The second name is the species, and then it goes through the strain. And one of the nice things about the probiotics out there, they've done a study recently on the probiotics, and as a group, they're pretty solid. You know, most of them have what they say in it. And most of them, if they have a billion colony forming units, live organisms, that's what you want to look. And they studied 19 recently, and they found that 17 of the 19 studied, and these are not regulated. Mm-hmm. They had at least 1 billion live organisms per colony forming unit. Okay. And that's a really good number. And most of those work about the same. Now, we're just now learning, which mix is better than another mix. Mm-hmm. And what I've done personally is I've experimented. I tried this one and see which one works better, which one makes my stool look better, which one makes me feel better. But universally, usually they have some type of lactobacillus species.
Yeah.
So I tell everyone, if you're having frequent colds and flus, lots of diarrhea in women, sometimes they have urinary tract infections. If you're having those things, look and see and try one of these gut floras and see if it doesn't help you. Constipation, yeah. Irritable bowel, all these things can benefit greatly from what we call a probiotic. And they're very useful. But we're just now, Charles, learning about all the vast thing that these probiotics do.
It sounds like you're talking about balance here, that we need to have balance in our guts. And if we don't have balance, the probiotics might be able to help to bring us back into balance. Is that what I hear you saying?
That's exactly what you're hearing. And I'm saying we're very early into understanding this field. In time, we'll be able to test the stool and actually test to see what we might be deficient in. But we're not quite there yet, even though some people have some stuff on the internet that they say that they have out there. I don't think it's quite ready for prime time. I think it's ready right now for just common sense.
Yeah. I was watching Dr. Michael Greger's videos the other day, and he was mentioning something about the stool, the human stool. And apparently a vast majority of the material in the human stool are bacteria. I mean, the body's throwing them out. Was he right on that?
It has other ways too, but it's just so smart what it can do. You know, yeah. It pulls out the water, gets rid of the waste. Yes. And hopefully if you have a healthy intestinal flora, you can actually keep the bad stuff in the stool and keep the good stuff, have the good stuff absorbed so you don't lose good stuff too. Okay. And all of it is so dependent on how the gut physiology works. And, you know, a lot of these conditions like irritable bowel, constipation, diarrhea, cramps in the stomach all the time, these conditions don't necessarily need a medicine, because the medicine, if you think about it, might not fix the problem.
Yes.
And if the problem's in what regulates the function, it doesn't make sense to use it chronically, because you're chronically not going to be fixed. So it thinks if you can get back to the way God made you and keep that balance, that's your best likelihood to stay well. And I've learned a lot about the importance of the mental, the brain health, and keeping the bowel healthy as well.
My, we are so wondrously made here, and everything is so connected. Everything. What's going on with that? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back with Dr. James Markham, let's talk more about this thing called probiotics, and also maybe there's some foods we can have that will increase the amount of probiotics in our bodies. We'll find out about that on our return, so everybody stay right where you are.
This is Kim, with my daily diary for health class, reporting what I did today to keep myself healthy. Today I ate an apple. Yes, yes, I know. Eating an apple each day doesn't make you healthy. But when I ate that apple, I didn't eat something that would make me unhealthy. I didn't eat candy. I didn't eat something with a lot of fat in it, like a piece of meat, or foods made with a bunch of butter or oil. I didn't eat refined foods, like white rice or white flour, that don't have anything healing in them. So eating an apple is only part of the picture. What I didn't eat is just as important. I also ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. These foods have a ton of healing stuff in them, like vitamins, nutrients, and complex carbohydrates. I learned in class that complex carbohydrates, which are found in whole plant foods, are a lot healthier than simple carbohydrates, like those found in refined foods. So I eat mostly whole foods, like fruits and vegetables, not refined foods that come in cans or packages. How does this make me healthy? Well, many of my friends are kind of fat. Okay, they're very fat. Fat isn't healthy. But because I eat mostly whole foods, I'm not fat. Because I'm not giving my body anything to turn into fat, like all those calories or fatty foods. My body has the foods it needs to stay healthy and nothing more. So, when you see me eating an apple, don't just say, "Hey, Kim is eating an apple." Instead say, "Hey, look, Kim isn't eating sugary candies or foods with a lot of fat in them." See what I mean?
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. James Markham, founder, director of Heartwise Ministries. And we're talking about something called probiotics. You may have heard about this. There are probiotics available in pill form. These are actually live bacteria that you put in your body, and they count them in the billions. And Dr. Markham, if we're in a country like Zimbabwe or someplace, so there doesn't have to be a bottle of probiotics sitting around, is there something that we can eat naturally from nature that would include this kind of bacteria?
Remember, our gut flora was originally designed to sort of have what it needs in it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So I tell people, if you want to have what your bowel is designed to have, you hear a lot of people talk about yogurt and these type of things. Those might help the flora, but it has other problems with it.
Right.
But I tell people to try to get back to what the gut was designed to have put in it.
Yes.
And the gut was designed to have put in it a balance of fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, and water. And if you can get the gut doing that, it's smart enough to regulate itself, to figure out what it needs and what it doesn't need. And, you know, we look at countries that eat this way, and they've done pretty well with their gut health. You know,
they
don't really have lots of GI illnesses, lots of cancer, lots of problems like that. Now, of course, the GI tracts do tend to adapt. The flora adapts to where you live. It adapts to what you're putting into it. And it also adapts to the stress level. And it just scares me now when people are on lots of prescription medications. We really don't know totally what some of those prescription medications are doing to the gut. So we're learning as we go on. You know, remember, all of these medications are wrapped in delivery systems.
Yes.
And I haven't read any prescription medicine that didn't have some type of GI side effect, you know, bloating, cramping, or something like that.
Yeah.
If we have time today, I have some stories of patients that have come in and talked about where they've specifically helped from taking a probiotic. This might help our listeners sort of know when to take it, when not to take it.
Well, yes, I know that our listeners are very interested, as we should be, what are the symptoms and what happens when we start doing it. So tell us some stories, Dr. Martin.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't too long ago that I had a 52-year-old woman, and she actually suffered from daily headaches and frequent migraines.
Uh-huh.
And this is something that lots of people have. And, you know, one of the things that affects our brain, the chemistry of the brain, a lot of the chemicals that our brain uses are made in our guts.
Mm-hmm.
And just because she found out that her gut wasn't making what it needed, she got the bad bugs out of her small intestine, and she found out that she improved all of it just by taking a simple probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Another 6-year-old girl had severe behavioral problems, you know, violence, disruptive, depression. She was treated for yeast, you know, a bacterial overgrowth of yeast with a probiotic. In less than 10 days, her behavioral problems improved. Because what was happening is that yeast was hurting the bacteria that made the valuable chemicals to her brain that was causing all this disruptive behavior. So that was another 3-year-old boy that we heard about. He started to have autism. Found out that his gut had a parasite in it that was called Giardia. And just by treating that, his autism improved greatly. Now, this won't work for everyone, but Charles, when you normalize the gut function, whether that be through the diet, the fiber, or a daily probiotic, all of a sudden the gut lining and the bad bugs, all of a sudden that gets better. Everything starts to improve. Just things start getting better. I have right here in front of me a story in Florence, Italy. They study people that ate a high fat diet, lots of meat, fat, and sugar, and they compared that to a group that just ate beans, whole grains, and vegetables.
Uh-huh.
They looked at the bugs in the guts. Bugs in the gut of the African children who ate this way were healthier, more diverse, better at regulating inflammation, infection, and better at getting energy from the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Italian people, they produce all these byproducts in what we call an acidic environment. They had more inflammation. They had more allergies. They had more asthma. Their autoimmune system was damaged, and it led to obesity. We look at the Western society with increased use of antibiotics and all this stress we're under, including the media stress, that changes the ecosystem in our gut. And this is really largely unrecognized, that these trillions of gut flora with 100 times as many genes as you do, that makes all sorts of things. We're just now beginning to understand it.
Sick?
How can I get off my medications?
How do I get better?
How can I have ultimate healing?
The Ultimate Prescription by Dr. James L. Markham answers these questions and introduces the reader to the ultimate prescription for our lives. This book is available at your local bookstore or online at Amazon.com.
I am just amazed at how complex it is and how really simple it is. If you want to take a complex issue such as our health and you want to simplify it, you have hit upon it so perfectly, Dr. Markham. Go back to eat the foods that God designed for us to eat. We don't have to understand about probiotics, and it's nice to know and nice to understand that, but we don't have to do that. It's just important for us to go back to the way God designed for us to eat. And guess what? In the background, changes are going to happen. Our gut's going to change. And how many people go to the psychiatrist? How many people go to the heart doctor? How many people go to the internal medicine person? How many people go to the bone doctor and try to find relief when the problem really is our body trying to make itself healthy with the food we eat, but we're not eating the good food necessary to make the good things happen that we want to happen. Am I on the right track there?
You are, Charles. And what gives me power is now we have the science to prove it.
Yes, yes.
We have the science to prove what's happening chemically, all the fatty acids, all the inflammation in the body, the damage to the immune system, the decreased amount of the serotonin, all the byproducts that happen there. And now we can say, listen, you know, there's real chemistry behind this. Yes. These medicines aren't the solution. If you want to feel better, have less inflammation, better immune system, better brain, better heart, this is what you need to do. There's real science behind it. That empowers people to make changes one step at a time.
Well, Dr. Markham, I got to ask you this. In the last few minutes of our program here, you know that, we know that, and I happen to know that you come under fire sometime from your fellow cardiologists, from the medical institution, saying, why are you telling people what to eat? We have medicines for that. Why are we kicking against the pricks here trying to get people well the natural way?
Well, first of all, it's the right thing to do. And the second thing, it's the intelligent thing to do.
Yeah.
And third, this is the way our master physician has made us to be. And as we head in this direction, and I'm not saying that there's never a place for medicine, but as we head in the direction that God made us, as we get back to the right food, and as we understand these things and make these steps, and as we have the science to prove these, and other doctors are leading in this field, yeah. I think that empowers people to say, yeah, this makes sense. I can go against what everyone else in the world is saying. They might be wrong.
Yes.
You know, let me be my own best experiment here and try these things. And I encourage everyone, you don't have to, just try it. Use your own body to experiment. Take a 10-day trial of eating this way and see if you don't feel better. See if you don't absorb more energy, if your immune system, if your inflammation, if your brain, every ounce of you will improve. I challenge you today. And I think as we get back to the way God made us, we'll find blessings.
All right. So here you go, listener. You go to your health food store and you ask them for a bottle of probiotics, P-R-O-B-I-O-T-I-C-S, probiotics. And they can give you a bottle of probiotics, and you read the instructions on the label, you take them home, and you start taking them. I take them regularly. I guess, Dr. Markham, you take them regularly as well?
I take them when I think I need them.
Okay,
you know?
Very
and,
good.
And based on the things we talked about, you know, if when I thought I'm under stress or things like that, or I think my immune system is not doing well, or my bowel or inflammation, that's when I add them in. Some people take them every day. There's never been a study that shows they've hurt anything.
Right, okay. Well, this is a very natural thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And you bring those home, and you start taking them. And you should see an improvement quite rapidly. From personal experience, that would be quite rapidly. Well, Dr. Markham, this is good news for a lot of people right now, and I appreciate you coming and telling us about this.
My pleasure, Charles, and thanks for having me on your program today.
And listener, the HeartWise Ministries website is just that, www.heartwiseministries.org. Check it out. Dr. Markham's blog is there. You can listen to these programs. Lots of good things are waiting for you at heartwiseministries.org. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.